Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, picking it up on the topic of Yud Gimel, but we're actually going to go by one couple lines back on Kuf Yud Beis Ma Beis, just get into the flow over here. We are four lines up from the bottom. It says the Gemara, Rav Mori bar Rachel Imlach Lei B'sar Shchuta B'Hadei B'sar Shufa. He took meat, and he which is kosher meat, and he salted it for Rav Mori bar Rachel with the meat of a treifa in a kli menukov. Also, the commentary of came from Rava, and what happened was, Amalei Rava said that the hat tameim, the pasuk says about shratzim, these are the tameim, the contaminated ones, lesser tsirin v'rotam akibusham. When it says the, it's coming to aser, their juice, their gravy, and their sediment, just like the juice and the gravy of a sheretz is also so to the juice of treifa meat. That's also something which is asur. Therefore, what happens is that the juice of that meat is going to now go into the kosher one. Kosher meat is going to become aser, because meat juice is more easily absorbed than than dam. Beep, turn the page. Kufyat gimel meraf. V'leimaleimi de Shmuel. What does Rava say to him? That it's aser based off a din of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, maliach harei ukiroseach. That salting is like something which is considered roasting. It's like something which is hot. And therefore, that's what it's aser. No, even the Shmuel, then having been hanimili dominant, I would have thought this is talking about the blood, which is aser. Avot siren virotma, now when it comes to the idea of the juice and the gravy, which maybe wouldn't fall to this, which maybe actually it's something which is mutter. It says, Rashi, avot siren zeahu. It's like the sweat of it, below mitzar. Hachi ledam lecha lemechash. We're not worried about the dam because the menukavu, it's perforated. The imkain kshera ukshera nami. That even kshera and kshera would be the same thing. Kamash Malan, whoever is coming to tell us by saying this Bryce over here was telling us that the juice and the gravy and non-kosher things are going to be aser, that this is going to be a problem as well. Says Rashi, Kamash Malan, Ditsir aser, Ditsir noach livla, it's something which is very easily absorbed. They challenge Rava from a Bryce, Dag Tahor, Shem Locho, and Dag Tami Mutter. A kosher fish that was salted with a non-kosher fish is Mutter. My Lav, Shayushne Maluchim, I wasn't talking about where both of them were salted, and so the kosher fish is going to be mutter, even though the juice of the salt is going to pull out from the non-kosher fish that gets pulled out from the fault of the kosher one. And we see that against what Rava said, that even juice is not absorbed by meat that is still in the process of spitting out its own fluids. Says Gemara, lo, kegon shayotar maliach v'tami tafel. Maybe that case is talking about where the kosher fish was salted and the non-kosher fish was unsalted, right? In that case, the unsalted non-kosher fish is not spitting out anything. In fact, the Gemara Vahamid Gitani Seifa, what about the fact that it says in the Seifa that Haya Tahar Maliach Vatami Tafa Mutter? If the kosher fish was salted, non kosher fish was unsalted, it's Mutter. Mechadar Resha Bishishnehem Malucham Eskidim implies that the first part, are we talking about where both of them are salted? So it's going, no, Perushe Kamefarish, it's just coming to explain the first part. And that is, Tahar Shamalacho Imdag Tame Tahar. Mutter, pardon me. If you have a kosher fish that's salted with non-kosher fish, it's mutter. Ketzad, when does that happen? Shayatar maliach v'tami tafa. When the kosher fish was salted, the non-kosher fish was unsalted, then it's going to be mutter. Hachinim istab, it also makes sense to say that the latter part of the brisa is talking about the first. That it's explaining it. If you want to say that the reish segment both of them are salted, and still the brisa says that it's going to be mutter, then what would be the brisa's point in bringing to say the second part, if the kosher was salted, the non-kosher unsalted, it's mutter. Both them are salty, it's going to be mutter. Even if to say this case, like the Bryce is that the kosher fish is salted, non kosher fish is unsalted, the kosher fish is mutter. This proves that the latter part of the Bryce means only to explain the first part. Now the Gemara knocks us off. If your proof is on the basis of this argument, then nah, you have nothing to hold on to here, because it could be that really the first part is going to matir the kosher fish even where both are salted. And then you said, okay, but then you wouldn't need the next part of it. Say, Tana Seifa L'Guli Resha. We say, no, the Seifa is actually there in order to reveal and give us clarity on what the Resha is. The Lotem Resha Tar Maliach V'Tami Tafel. You shouldn't come to say that the first part is talking about where the kosher fish is salted, non-kosher fish is unsalted, and it's only then that the kosher fish is going to be mutter. Avashne Melucha Maser, but if both of them would be Meluch, if both of them would be salted, the kosher one would really be Aser. Tana Seifa Tar Maliach V'Tami Tafel. To not have that thought process, it brings in the latter part, separate the din the din of matering the kosher fish where the kosher fish is salted and the non-kosher fish is unsalted. To imply that the first case is talking about a case where both of them are salted. Even so, both of them are going to be mutter. So the b'risa is over here is not going to prove or knock off Rava's din. Tashmami Seifa de Seifa, says Gemara. Let's bring a raya from the last part of the last part. What does it say in the Seifa de Seifa? Aval ima yatami meliach v'tahor tafel aser. If the non-kosher fish was salted and the kosher one was unsalted, so you have non-kosher fish is salted and the kosher one is salted, then the it's going to be aser. Tami meliach v'tahor tafel hu da aser. Now, what is it telling you? That the non-kosher is salted and the kosher one is unsalted, that the kosher one is going to be aser. Hashnei meluchim shari, the mashmos says that if both of them were salted, then the kosher one is going to be mutter. Oh, says Rashi, the shneim, truth to a plate, both of them are busy spitting out their stuff. I did, says the Gemara, nah, not a riot, because I did a ton of reisha, tar melech, with tami tafel, tananami sefer, tami melech, with tar tafel. Don't bring a riot for that. It's just trying to be consistent. But the Tana would agree that the kosher fish is usher, even if both of them were salted. Simen, bisser, the manach, nafkusa. Right, we're going to see three things Shmuel going to point out over here. Hamer Shmuel, ain't a basi yotzim b'dei dama ella. Yayayayim, kin malchel yafe yafe. Meat is not drained of his blood unless one salts it very, very well. Umidichel yafe yafe, and then rinses it very, very well. You gotta salt it well, and you gotta rinse it well, right? Not so complicated, right? Make sure we get that done. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Molech Midiach. If one salts the meat and then rinses it, Masisa Tan and the Vraisa was taught Midiach Molech Midiach. You have to rinse it first, then salt it, and then rinse it again. The one that says it doesn't mention the rinsing first is where the meat was rinsed at the butcher. Right, so it's already done. Ha, the lochale betapche. Another one's thinking where that didn't happen. Says the Gemara, Avdimi min ardari molachle b'milcha glal nisa u'menapetzle. He would, Dimi of Narda, would salt the meat with thick salt and then shake off the salt. Says Rashi, Melech Gasa, Shlamya, Menapetzle, the milcha, Al Acher Zman, Mipnesha Adam Nivlaba, because the blood gets all absorbed into that salt. Of Al Molach Dak, Melech Daka, Ain't Sarach Lenapetz, Nitches Mi Beatzma. If it's thin salt, then it dissolves on its own, and you don't have to shake it off before you wash the meat. We don't assume that there's blood in the Bnei Me'ayin, the insides. Rashi says, not considered if it's a cheskas dam, if you don't salt it. Tirgama, we explain that akarkisha, this is talking about the different stomachs over here. The behind, the stomachs, and the large intestines. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right, these are all the different stomachs that we spoke about in the intestines. Hamer Shmuel, statement number two. Emini chambasa maliach el al gabe kli minukov. We put the salted meat only in a kli minukov. It's got to be perforated kli. Gavsheshes malach le garma garma. He would salt the meat piece by piece. One piece at a time is that he would go ahead and he would salt it in a klimenukov. Trey, my time alo. What reason did he not salt two pieces together? Mishum deparish mehayo balahai. Because we're worried that blood's going to come from one and going to go into the other, get absorbed. Chad nami parish mehayo gisa balahai gisa. But then even if one piece by itself, we should be worried the blood's going to come out and of one side of the meat and go into the other one. Elalo shtari, there's no difference. Just like we're not worried with one piece, we're not worried with two either. Blood's going to be drawn out and it's gone. Number three, Amar Shmuel Mishomer Bishchia, Hashomer Ashover Mefrakta Shabahima Kodem Shetetzi Nafsha, one who, after shechting an animal, breaks the neck before the soul departs, before it's dead. Arezem Machbid Sabasav, it goes as a brios. Makes the meat heavy and it steals from people. When an animal is shechted, his blood rushes out from the throat. If one breaks the neck too early, the animal has no strength to go and make the noise like, oh, and to get rid of the dam. The dam that was rushing out then stays inside and gets absorbed into the meat and the limbs, adding to the weight. So when the butcher then sells it, right, by weight, he's charging too much. It ends up being too much, and he's robbing people. you assume that they're paying for meat and that they're not, that they're paying for blood. So the blood gets all stuck in the limbs. Yibayu, that's the question. Hey, Gamar, what is Shmuel talking about? Is he saying that the meat gets heavy and he's stealing from people because of the blood gets absorbed in the limbs and therefore it becomes heavy? But for himself, it's going to be okay, right? Maybe Shmuel means that there's one iser involved in breaking the neck, that robbing the customer. And when it says it caused dam to get absorbed in the limbs, it's just explaining why the meat's heavier. And if that's the case, all Shmuel's saying is that when the butcher has no intention of selling the meat, then we're not worried about robbing people. He's allowed to go ahead and break the neck right after the shechita, because even though it's causing the blood to be absorbed into the meat, the limbs, he's out, you know, salting it, was going to take it out, and it's not a problem. Ultimately, the day nami aser, you're going to say to him also it would be aser. Says Rashi, v'tarti yisuri kachashiv, chada de gazel gazabrios, v'chada of the adam, v'shuvin yotzei v'lchol dam. What is your seal? Nail is reading dam. So the Gemara, Teku, good question. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah, Hamalas, Alfa Magvin, El Shulchan, one who brings chicken with cheese, chicken palm, with chicken and cheese on the table, Eino Over, Belosa say. You're not violating a lo sasei. Rashi says, Ki gufa lo itzrich da la lavda reisa, ela diyuka di la itzrich. That itself we don't need, obviously, because, you know, bringing it up on the table is not a reisa. But the thing we're going to be medayik from it, we need dila itzrich lemedak mina ha'ochel of bechalav over. Well, if you eat it, then you are over. Lafukin Rabbi Akiva damer prat laofos, and excluding Rabbi Akiva, which is coming up in the next Mishnah, who says that midaraisa, the iser against milk and meat, is only to behemoths that are meat, but not to chickens. If you eat it, you're over losasei. Shma mina b'sar of bechalav deraisa. That chicken parmesan is deraisa. Cannot come to violate a losasei. In other words, that's the wrong way. Shmos over here, but we'll just say that somebody brings up chicken with cheese on the table won't come to Elosas. It means if he brings it up together, there's no worry that he might eat them and then be over in Issa Daraisa, because even if he does, he's not going to be over in Issa Daraisa. It's not a Daraisa over here, it's just a Rabbanan. It says, Rashi, Klomer, in Lochus Shema Yochlenu Yavar Alav, De'i Nami Achale Lor. Because even if you were to eat it, you're not being over over here. But they still can be brought on the table, because we're worried he's going to come to bring an animal up on the table and be over the Issa Daraisa. So you don't have a rye over here. Says the Nevex Mishnah. Ay, 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 Heilig Mishnah. Besar Behematara, Bechalev Behematara. Meat of a kosher animal, milk of a kosher animal. Also, Levashel, you're not allowed to go and cook milk and meat of the kosher animals together. Also, Behanah. Also, not allowed to get benefit from milk and meat that was cooked together. Besar Behematara, Bechalev Behematame. But let's say it's kosher milk with Tamei. Kosher meat with tamei milk, and that it's coming from, let's say, a camel, or besar behema tamea, or you have from a horse meat, you know, horse meat, b'chalei behema tahor with good milk, mutter levasho, that's mutter to cook together. It says Rashi, the ain bo mishum besar b'basa b'chalev k'diyof b'gemar on my base, b'chilam miun aser mishum iser tamea. It's also to eat it because it's not kosher food over there, but it'd be not over b'basa b'chalev. Mutter b'hana, and it's also mutter g'hana from such a thing. It needs to be both kosher meat and kosher milk. But if one of them is not, so then you're not over. You're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to get it, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chayav Ofin Aminatorah. Undomesticated animals like a deer, Ofin chicken. If you have deer parmesan or chicken parmesan, that's not a deoraisa. Right? He argues with the Tanakama, who excludes only the meat of non kosher species from meat with milk. And he says that meat and chicken and chayos are also excluded meat de oraisa. The Rabbanan, according to Bekiva, the meat of a chay or a chicken can't be eaten with milk. But okay, so let me see now. Shenemar lo tefash al gadi bechalev imo shalosh pa'amim. Prat l'chay ul of a behemot tamei, which excludes that of a undomesticated animal, a chicken, and non kosher animals. If you say gadi omer nemar, it says lo tefashu kol nevela. You can't have any nevela. V'nemar lo tefash al gadi bechalev imo. And she'asim mishum nevela, that which is in us a nevela, asim levashu bechalev. You're not allowed to cook it with milk. In other words, it's a kosher animal, it's a nevela. Of she'aser mishum nevela, Oaf, which is aser minavela, yachli ye aser lavash b'chalav. You think maybe you can't cook it with milk? Tamar lomer b'chalav imo. Yatsa oaf she'en lo chalavim. It doesn't have chalavim because it's just an egg. It's not born when drinking milk. Minani miliv. Where do we know this? Says Rashi, the chol behima b'mashma. That's including all animals. I don't know that this is. All other animals also, not just like this particular animal. Look, Slavashal Gidi, Mechalev Yimo. Amar Laz, Amar Kav, V'yishlach Yehuda's Gidi Ha'isam, and he sent the Gidi of goats. Beep, turn the page. Kuf, Yud Gemel Amad Beis, Kan Gidi Izim. It's the Mashmos is only here where the Torah says Gidi Izim. Ha kol makom shenemar gedi stam afilu parvarachel mashma. So it's saying gedi izim, which that pasuk is referencing something else entirely. What is this talking about? Says this pasuk of Yishlach Yehuda's gedi izim biyad re'eu. The whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. And why does it say the lashon of gedi izim? Why would you use such a just say gedi? You don't have to say gedi izim. The fact that you're saying gedi izim must mean because then when it says that, it means specifically a baby goat, which means that if it says gedi, then it's just going to be an example, and it's going to include other animals as well. Beep, base. Okay, I feel a part of Rachel Masha. Why don't we learn that from this pasuk? It's just like here, the term gedi is talking about a baby goat. So to wherever it says gedi, it's talking about that of a goat. Says Rashi, the nail of gezer shava minei magedi amar kan izim. We could just say that it says Gedi Izim to tell you Gedi is talking about of Izim, therefore Gedi itself just means Izim. Another pasuk of Esar is Gedaya HaIzim, with the skins of the kids of goats. She covered his arms in smooth skin. Right? That's talking about Yaakov going in to get the bracha. Kan Gedia Izim, the Mashmos is only here where the Torah says straight up. That's what it's talking about. Ha, kol makom shenemar Gedi, stam afilu par brachel mashma. But let me know what I learned from this. That's teaching you that it's talking about the baby goat, and that's it. Because then you have two psukim coming to say the same thing. You can't learn out from them, and therefore it's actually coming to teach you not like that. And gedi stam is going to mean any type of baby animal. Yo. Says Gemara, honey, Lamadamar ain't Melandam. You say Shnebai Muksum Mekachad ain't Melandam. Elamadamar Melandam. They're those that say that actually you do learn how Shnek Suvim Abayim Kachad. You learn them. What are you going to say now? Let's learn now from these Suvim the Gedi when it's said by meat and milk. It's about only a baby goat, not a baby sheep. Tremu Tixive, Ezim, Ha Ezim. Because in both Sukkim it says, it's clearly written Ezim, it says Ha Ezim. Therefore, even the person says Shnek Suvim Abayim Melandam, when you have a Mia, it's not, you can't learn out from there. When it says word gedi, the rabbi says the chalev is coming to include the chalev under the iser as well. If somebody would go ahead and they would cook chalev with milk and he ate it, he's going to be chayev for eating chalev and for the iser of basa b'chalev. Rashi shem bishal chalev b'chalev v'achlu over mishum chalev u'mishum basa b'chalev. Gedi, the rabbi says a mesa is coming to include when it says gedi. It's including an animal that died without shchita, a.k.a. a nevela. So if one cooked nevela with milk and ate it, it's going to be chayav for both of those. Gedi l'rabos, that's a shlil. The gedi is coming to include the shlil fetus that's found in the shechted animal. The fact that the extra word gedi is telling us that even a fetus it's going to be usher to have with milk, a gedil hotzias adam, and it's coming to exclude the iser of dam. Somebody cooks blood with milk and eats it, he's not going to be chayev, he won't be over the issue of basar b'chalav. Gedil hotzias ashilya, the word gedi is to exclude the placenta from the iser. If you cook the placenta with milk and you're not going to be over milk and meat. Gedil hotzias atmeya, that if you have a non-kosher animal to cook with milk, even milk of a kosher animal, he's not going to be chayev for milk and meat, because it's not like a gedi of a kosher animal. But chalev imo, when it says those lashons, of its mother is coming to teach the iser applies only to meat and the milk of a mother. V'lo b'chalev zachar, but not of its milk that comes from a male. Rashi says, she'ahoya lo chalev mu'at min adadim, gion im nishtana v'ahoya lo dadim. Sometimes you could have coming from a male also milk. Chalev imo, lo b'chalev shchuta, and not from shechted milk, but milk that was taken from an animal after it was shechted. But chalev imo, It says it three times, right? Lo savash gedi b'chalev imo. It says lo savash gedi three times. The pasuk lo savash gedi chalev imo comes up three times. And these are the different drushes we're coming up. B'chalev imo, v'lo b'chalev tamea, not the chalev of a tame animal. Hotelos gedi ksive v'anan shita dashina. But when it came to the idea of gedi, it says it three times. We dash in six things. Because every shul iser chalal iser, he also iser chalal iser. V'iser chalal chelav v'mesa b'cher karnafke. So both the surim, the iser of chelav with milk, and the iser against meat of an animal that died, you know, in the vela, with milk, are learned from one pasuk. Dam nami, blood also is excluded without needing a pasuk. Lav gedihu, because it's not a gedi. Vishilya nami, pure shavamahu. It's just, you know, the placenta. You don't need a pasuk because it's just extra stuff. So there's no need for this pasuk to exclude the blood and placenta from milk and meat. Basa b'chalav, because there's no reason to include the yisurim. Pashalu trei, that leaves over two times that it says it. Chad rabbis hashla, one's including the fetus. Chad lo me'uti behemetimei, and one's coming to exclude a behemetimei, a non-kosher animal. Fakti Gemara, v'savar Shmuel Yisrachal Yisr, does he really hold that Yisrachal Yisr? V'amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, minayin l'kohen tameh, shalcho truma tameh, shenim b'misa. How do you have a kohen who's tameh, and he ate truma tameh, he's not going to be chayv misa b'di shavayim. We know kohen tameh, he's not allowed of truma. And he's not allowed, you know, so not allowed of truma tameh. So how do you know that these two things are happening? Shenemar, because the pasuk says about a kohen tami who eats truma umesu bo ki yechaluluhu. He dies because the mechal is profaned. It pratelusha mechulal is vamana. So it was already mechulal. It was already in a state of chilicized over here, right? So we see clearly that lo asi iser and tumas aguf, which is misa bide shemaim, the chal and iser of tumas truma, that's aser v'omedes alav be iser ase, like it says in Yevamos. Rashi points out. For the Gemara, you could say, but Alma Iser Chalal Iser. Really, generally, Yosef is. For Shani Hassam, but with the coin Tommy, it's Shuman Tamea, the Miyat Rechmanu, Meisubo, the Pasuk says, explicitly excludes Shuman Tamea from the Iser against a coin Tommy from eating Shuma. The Pasuk says, and die because of it, because they will have defiled it. Right? So it's Miyat Rechmanu, which is showing that only Shuman Tahora that is now becoming, you know, defiled, is going to make a tame who eats it, is, you know, b'chaim yisav yishamayim. By the same another answer is, b'alma k'sar shmul ein yisar chalas. It really is, it's not. V'shani hachad, the rabbi rachman agadi, it's including over here, by supposed of a chalav. It includes chalav and nevela in the iser with the extra word gadi. By the same another answer, a third answer is, hadidei, this statement of Shmuel in reference to the meat of the milk iser, pasav chalav is Shmuel's own opinion that Iser is Chal on Iser, Had the Rabbe. But the one of Shmuel, by Rabbi Eliezer, in reference to the Truma, speaking of his Rebbe, that Iser is not Chal on Iser.
Bar Minei Rav Acha Devoy Bar Ami Mei Rav Hamavashel B'chalev Gidi Shalo Hinika Mahu.
Now, what happens if you know, we said it's got to be a mother's milk, and what happens if it is a mother's milk, but actually never nursed before? So you have over here, a baby one that didn't yet nurse its young. Amalei, me the itzur chilishmo lemeimer b'chalevi mo v'lo chalevi zachar, zachu d'losi l'chal eim aval hai. But this one, given the bal l'chal eim aser, it will come to l'chal eim, therefore it's going to be aser.
Yetmar, Hamavashel Chelav v'Chalav. Someone cooks Chelav with Chalav. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chad Amar Loka. One says you get Malkus for doing such a thing. Vasa v'Chalav, v'Chad Amar, and the other one says, Eino Loka. You do not get Malkus. Aye, what do we say over here? Lema v'Hal Kamifli. Maybe this is what they're arguing over. Demand the Amar Loka, the one who says that you get Malkus Vasa v'Chalav Kasavri Iser Chal Iser. They hold that Iser is Chalal Iser. One says not where Basa B'chalav and Chalav. One says not because of Ein Iser Chal Iser. Does he more low? The Kuli Amar Ein Iser Chal Iser. Really, everyone holds Ein Iser Chal Iser. Ichila the Kuli Amar Lofi. When it comes to eating Chalav that was cooked with milk, everyone's going to agree that the low lucky that you are not going to get Malkus for Basa B'chalav because there's Chalav over there. Kipligi Abisha. What are you arguing over about the cooking it?
Bandam Reluk when it says Malkus Chad Isserhu. So there's one Isser that's cooking milk and meat. There's no pre-existing Isser that's stopping it. Bandam Reluk when it says you don't get Malkus. Lahachi Afka. This is why the Torah speaks about it in a lashon of bishul, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. Now, what's it going to tell you? Beep, turn the page. Kevin da alachila l'luk. You don't get malchus pasav chalev inini chalev because it's in the sirah chalaser. Abishanami l'luk. You don't get bishul either. You don't get malchus for pasav chalev. You just get for. You don't get anything for it. Vigadami, some say a bishul kuli amalo pligi de lucky. When it comes to bishul, everyone agrees you're going to get it. Since the chelev iser doesn't extend to cooking, there's no pre-existing iser cooking chelev to stop it from being basa b'chalev. Ki pligi achilo, where they're arguing, when it comes to eating the chelev that's cooked with milk. The man d'amar ain't a look, the one says you don't get malchus. Man d'amar ain't a loke, the ha ain't iser chal iser, because this is not chal iser. Man d'amar loke, the one who says you do get malchus. That's why I brought in such a lashon. Given that bishul lucky, since one gets malchus for cooking chila with the milk, chila nami lucky is going to get malchus for eating it as well. Another answer is mar amar chada umar amar chada. One said is din in one case, and one said is din in another case. V'lo pligi, and they're actually not arguing. Says Rashi, Mar Umar Merchado Chulu Mando Merloka Koya Bishol is going on Bishol. The Chadi Yisuro is one Isir. Mando Mer Enoloka Koya Chila De Im Lo Hisubo Mishum Achila Schelev Elo Mishum Basa Bchalav Enoloka De Lo Asi Isir Basa Bchalav Achal Isir Chelev. Now the government says a kasha on the person who says the basa b'chalav doesn't apply to chelev with milk because it doesn't take because ain't is a chalav. It's a meisvei. Havashu b'mei chalav pater. Someone who cooks with mei chalav, literally water of milk. That's what we call. It's called whey. Someone who cooks with whey. They're going to be. Is not going to be chayev as basa b'chalav. That's a type of like liquid that comes off the milk. If you leave it, you can skim it off. Dam. Right, it's like this watery part of milk that separates from the curds when making cheese, when cheese making. You're not over the Isser Basa B'chalav like that. Dam Shebishlu B'chalav, when you have blood that cooks with milk, Pater, you're going to be Pater, not over in Basa B'chalav. Hatzav Shakidim Akarnayim with Lafim Shebishlu B'chalav. What about the bones, sinews, horns, or hooves that you cook with milk? Pater from Basa B'chalav. Pigal V'anosir V'atameh Shebishlu B'chalav. Let's say you have kachim and they became pigal, no sir, tummy. So it was cooked with a chayev. They are going to be chayev for the Isser Basa B'chalav. Even though it was already Asr, it must be that when it comes to Basa B'chalav, Isser is chal and Isser. Says Gemara, Haitani, Savri, Isser chal and Isser. Isser chal and Isser. Yeah, this Tana generally holds that Isser is chal on Isser. That's just Haitana. Nami Savri B'chal Isser and the Isser chal and Isser. V'inu Svir Lei, Commander Amr, Ein Isser chal and Isser. V'tanai Tuva Ifligaba. This is Machlokas Tanayim. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.